I have always believed that governments, at least in this part of the world, are supposed to be for the people and by the people. So why is it that when a major event like this happens, it's the people who are shut out of the negotiations, especially when those talks will ultimately affect every aspect of their lives? Corporations, on the other hand, are not only being welcomed at the Summit of the Americas, but they're getting a chance to buy the whole show. For example, for $1.5 million, a company can sponsor the opening gala. A mere $200,000 will buy lunch, and for a meager $100,000, your corporate logo can appear on bags or pens or other conference paraphernalia. In return, corporate executives get preferred seating at special events and invitations to mix and mingle with 34 heads of state. Outside the summit gates, it will be a very different story. The Canadian government has 5,000 police officers ready and waiting to handle the tens of thousands of citizens wishing to have their voices heard. And a 10-foot-high fence that runs 2.5 miles has been constructed around the summit site. All of these precautions are being taken because people are unhappy with what's being proposed for a free trade zone of the Americas. Or at least they think they're unhappy. The actual content of the free trade deal won't be made public until an agreement is reached. Companies, on the other hand, were invited to guide the content of the agreement. In the U.S., more than 500 corporate representatives have provided input into the negotiating documents. Rather than giving the illusion of representing the people, it would be a lot easier if governments simply admitted that free trade has nothing whatsoever to do with protecting the rights and freedoms of individual citizens or even listening to their concerns. Clearly, it's about money. So protesters have two options here. They can try and make their voices heard over the barricades outside, or they can join the negotiations inside. Look, it's estimated that at least 30,000 activists will show up in Quebec. If everyone kicked in, say, $7, they could sponsor a summit luncheon. Better yet, for about $50 a head, they could host the opening gala. Isn't that a small price to pay for true public participation?